This meditation is called Loving Kindness for a Loved One, and it's actually designed to help us experience loving kindness for ourselves by first generating loving kindness for someone who's easy to feel this way toward, someone we really like and care about. So please find a comfortable position that you can hold for about 15 minutes. And closing your eyes. And perhaps taking a few deep breaths to release any tension you may be feeling. And letting your breathing return to normal. And finding your body in the room, noticing those touch points with the floor. Perhaps your feet on the floor, your seat on a chair or a cushion. Arriving home in your body. Noticing what sensations are arising inside your body at the moment. You may feel some agitation, or perhaps dullness, fatigue. Just checking in with your body and trying to make a lot of space for it to be exactly as it is in the moment. And then if you like, you may want to put your hands on your heart or some other soothing or supportive physical gesture to remind your body that you care. And to remind us that our intention is to bring loving awareness to our experience, not just awareness. Feeling the warmth of your hands, the gentle touch. And you can leave your hands here for the entire meditation if you like, or else put them back down at your sides, but remembering that touch is a sure way to reinvigorate that feeling of kindness whenever you feel a bit disconnected from the practice. So now I would invite you to imagine a living being who naturally makes you smile. Someone with whom you have a very uncomplicated, primarily positive relationship. So this may be someone you know, perhaps a grandparent or a grandchild, or a really loved friend. It may be someone you don't know personally, but you just feel really good about, perhaps. A spiritual teacher. Or sometimes the living being with whom we have the most uncomplicated relationship is actually a pet. Maybe you have a dog or a cat you just adore, and when you think of this being, you simply smile. If you're fortunate, it may be your spouse. You never know. Uncomplicated. Sometimes. So, bringing to mind again some living being who, when you think of this being, you just feel happy, have good, warm feelings. And if many people are coming to mind, please just choose one for now. You can come back to the others later. Really imagine yourself in that being's presence. What their face looks like, the expression in their eyes. Allowing yourself to really enjoy the good company in the presence of this being who will call your loved one. Really calling up this image in your mind's eye, making it vivid. And recognizing how much this being wants to be happy and free from suffering, like all living beings. And how much you would like this for your loved one as well. So I'm going to be saying a series of phrases which I would invite you to repeat to yourself softly and gently, directing the words, wishes toward your loved one. May you be happy. And may you be peaceful. May you be healthy. And may you live with ease. So repeating these phrases, or you can use your own if you have different phrases you work with. The idea is we're just sending good, friendly wishes to our loved one. Really trying to feel it if you can. May you be happy. And may you be peaceful. May you be healthy as possible. And may you live with ease. So repeating these wishes for your loved one silently. When you notice your mind has wandered, simply bringing it back without judgment, refreshing the image of your loved one in your mind's eye, and once again repeating the phrases, trying to let the tone of your inner voice be warm and caring. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy. And live with ease. And now adding yourself to the circle of loving kindness and goodwill. So I'd invite you to imagine yourself with your loved one at just the right distance. So if it's a spiritual figure you're thinking of, perhaps there's some respectful distance. And if it's your cat, perhaps she's cuddled up in your lap. Or maybe you're holding the hands of your loved one. Whatever feels right and comfortable, but creating a vivid image in your mind's eye of yourself with your loved one. And then repeating your wishes for you and your loved one. May you and I be happy. May you and I be peaceful. May you and I be healthy. And may you and I live with ease. Or you can also say we. May we be happy. May we be peaceful. May we be healthy. And may we live with ease. So repeating these phrases for you and your loved one together. And now letting the image of your loved one go, perhaps mentally thanking them for their presence, and allowing the full focus of your loving kindness to rest directly on yourself. And so maybe to facilitate this, you would like to put a hand on your heart if it's not already there, or some physical touch to remind yourself of your own caring presence. Feeling the warmth and gentle pressure of your hands. Visualizing yourself sitting here now in your mind's eye. And offering these friendly wishes to yourself. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be healthy, you know, as healthy as possible. And may I live with ease. So silently repeating your wishes, your phrases for yourself, allowing yourself to really take them in. giving yourself the gift of your own loving kindness. And then letting the phrases go, letting the images go, and coming back home to your body. Allowing yourself to feel whatever you're feeling without expectation. You may be feeling loving kindness. You may be feeling nothing. Perhaps you're feeling agitated. It doesn't matter. The goal is to set our intention be kinder to ourselves, and then just to see what happens.